We're doing the Rambam's short version of the Sefer HaMitzvot. The 71st mitzvah is a person who mistakenly took something that belonged to the temple, what's called Me'ilah, or a person who stole something and lied about it, or a person who lived with a woman who was half servant and half free woman, or a person who borrowed something and then denied it. He lied. He said it was stolen. And he took a vow to that effect. So any one of these are people who bring a special sacrifice called an asham. The 72nd mitzvah is a korban ole v'yored. That's a special sacrifice which takes into account a person's financial capabilities. Meaning, if a person took a vow by mistake, he took a vow that was false. So if he's wealthy, he brings an animal. If he's poorer, he brings a bird. And if he's even poorer, then he brings a flower offering. So that's called korban ole v'yored. It goes up and down depending on one's financial capacity. The 73rd mitzvah is that a person should confess before Hashem when he brings a sacrifice, or even without a sacrifice, he confesses for the sins he's done before Hashem. The 74th mitzvah is that a person who has an emission, he has some type of flow, they say it's similar to what we know today as gonorrhea, he has some kind of emission that's not his seed, so when he becomes pure from that, there's a sacrifice that he brings. The 75th mitzvah is, that's a zav, right. The 75th mitzvah is a zavah, that's a woman who sees something that's like menstruation, only it's not when she's expecting her period, so then that's called a woman that has a flow, and then when she comes clean of that, she has a sacrifice she brings. The 76th mitzvah is the mitzora, a person who has one of these white blemishes, the sacrifice he brings when he becomes clean. The 77th mitzvah is a woman that gave birth, she brings a sacrifice after she becomes clean. The 78th mitzvah is to take a tithe of our animals. The 79th mitzvah is to dedicate the firstborn to be sacrificed in the temple. The 80th mitzvah is to redeem our firstborn sons. So today I think these were long mitzvot. We'll stick to 10 mitzvot. Again, 71st is a person who mistakenly is the korban asham, which is brought on one of these sins, a person who mistakenly stole from the temple, a person who sinned in stealing, a person who lived with a woman that was half slave, half free woman, or she had two owners, and one freed her and one didn't. So she's half slave and half free. That's called a shifcha harufa, and she was engaged. Or a person that denies that he borrowed something and swears falsely. So any one of these brings an asham. 72nd mitzvah was to bring that sacrifice that depends on one's financial capacity, ole v'yored. 73rd is to confess on one's sins before Hashem. 74th is the zav, the man who has a flow when he becomes pure brings the sacrifice. 75th is the zavah, the woman who has a flow that's not her period. 76th is the mitzora's carbon, he has the white blemish. 77th is the woman who gives birth when she comes clean brings the sacrifice. 78th is the tithe of an animal. 79th is the firstborn animals are brought as a sacrifice, and the 80th is to redeem our firstborn sons.